Today marks the first day of wildfire season in Santa Rosa. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports even though the threat of fire is currently low because of remaining high moisture levels in the vegetation, firefighters say they need to be ready, and so do property owners.
Many people who experienced the 2017 Tubbs firestorm at Santa Rosa knows this sound. Burning trees east of the Fountain Grove neighborhood where 1,600 homes were destroyed. Santa Rosa Fire Department Division Chief Fire Marshal Paul Lowenthal says today has been declared the start of wildfire season.
Our declaration is tied to our weed abatement ordinance, where we want to see properties brought into compliance for what we hope is a quiet season.
That means property owners are required to clear brush and vegetation near structures, potentially trees too. Lowenthal says it works. In 2020, he says,
the fact that we were able to see the glass fire come down the hills through Rincon Valley and push into not just Mountain Hawk, but Oakmont, and watching the fire literally run out of fuel up against homes show that the efforts that people were taking through weed abatement, through defensible space, through vegetation management were paying off.
In Santa Rosa, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.